Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. Today is Saturday, December 31st. Happy New Year's Eve. My name is Amy Hirsch, and during this season, we're reading passages of scripture and devotional thoughts from our Advent devotional guide titled Dwell, God with Us. Today, I'll be reading Revelation 21, and after I read our passage, I'll share some of my devotional thoughts on the passage. Today's devotional is titled, We Will Be With God. Revelation 21, beginning in verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and with 12 angels at the gates. On the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were 3 gates on the east, 3 on the north, 3 on the south, and 3 on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who talked with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates, and its walls. The city was laid out like a square as long as it was wide. He measured the city with the rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length, as wide and high as it is long. The angel measured the wall using human measurement, and it was 144 cubits thick. The wall was made of jasper and the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth ruby, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth turquoise, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of gold as pure as transparent glass. I did not see a temple in the city because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of the Lord gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The first conversation I ever had with my husband was about traveling. He had recently traveled out west to visit several national parks, including the Grand Canyon, and I had recently returned from a trip to Abu Dhabi to visit my uncle. We both have a love for travel, so our days of dating were filled with day trips to all sorts of places, and we love planning our honeymoon and subsequent anniversary trips. Between the pandemic and having a child, our traveling life has slowed down, but we still love to explore and see the world. Yet, if you ask either of us, our favorite thing about traveling is doing it together as a family and being with one another. There are so many incredible things to see in the world, but I wouldn't want to see them with anyone else. In the book of Revelation, John experiences this glorious vision of a day to come when God will dwell with his people again in a way that we have never experienced. Revelation 21 foretells the coming of the new heaven and earth, when God's children are raised to immortality and given imperishable bodies to share in the resurrection of Jesus. As you read the chapter, you'll note the beauty of this place. The Grand Canyon won't hold a candle to the splendor of the new heaven and earth. But John doesn't start by talking about the beautiful walls built of jasper or the city built of gold. He doesn't begin by describing the precious stones adorning the foundation of the city, the pearly gates, or the streets of gold. No, John begins by describing this holy city, this New Jerusalem, as a place that will come down out of heaven for God as a preparation for his children. And the most significant thing about this city is not how it's constructed, but who will be there. The dwelling place of God is with man. John tells us that we will be with God. In fact, he repeats this in three times in verse 3. And on that day in God's presence, he will tenderly wipe away every tear from our eyes. One day when we stand before him, all sorrow will end. This has been the journey of the entire Bible, hasn't it? From the garden where God once walked with his people to a city where God will dwell with his people in a way we can't fully comprehend and that we've never fully experienced on this side of heaven. There will be no more temple because God himself will be our temple. There will be no more sun or moon because God himself will be our light. There will be wonders to see beyond our imagination, but what will bring us to our knees in worship will be the realization of being with God forever in a place where sorrow, suffering, and sin will be no more. Will you pray with me? God, we are grateful for this good hope that in Jesus you have come to dwell with us and that one day we will be with you in a way that we can't even fully understand, that we will dwell in your presence, we will see you face to face, and that in your presence all of the worries and the cares and the brokenness of this world will fall away. Would you encourage our hearts today as we wait for you? Remind us that we do not wait in vain, that you keep your promises. We thank you that you are a God who keeps his word, that you are a God who is faithful, and that you are a God who will wipe away every tear from our eyes. You are a God who's making all things new. We pray all of this in your name. Amen.